Whether it's the clothes you wear to work or a metaphor for putting up a front, we all wear a uniform. But often there's a lot going on behind the uniform, and many of us are reluctant to express how we are really feeling.
Each week on Behind the Uniform, Dr. Izzy Smith and Captain Hugo Tovey will be joined by a special guest as they talk openly and honestly about their experiences with mental health. Nothing will be off limits, so prepare yourself for tears, laughter and goosebumps.
Hello and welcome back to Behind the Uniform podcast.
Yeah.
We have been talking about season two for almost 12 months and we are finally here.
But it's a bit different this time around, is?
Yeah, there's no snazzy studio in Surrey Hills and, you know, pre-podcast almond lattes.
I know. It is a bit different. We're doing this via the wonders of technology through our computer. Izzy's in Canberra. I'm in Sydney.
Life is very different from where we were both last time, 12 months ago. We've both had extended lockdowns. COVID is the gift that just keeps on giving. Neither of us have seen our families for, you know, months and months and months, but just keeping on keeping on. And I guess excited to get stuck into this podcast and have some normality and remind the world that things will go back to normal and we need to, you know, keep looking after our well-being and mental health, you know, now and once all this, you know, COVID clusterfuck of a few years hopefully worked out. But let's have a reflect on last year. I felt like I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I had never recorded a podcast, but it turned out pretty well, I think.
No, it did. We had 10 amazing episodes with 10 really inspiring but quite different guests. And I might actually just put you on the spot, Izzy. For those who didn't actually get around to listening to season one, what episode can you direct some new listeners towards?
Oh, I can't just pick one. It's like picking your favorite tribe.
All right, pick two.
Okay, I'm going to. So one, I think Khan Porter, who exemplifies mental and physical strength, and him just talking about the day-to-day symptoms that his ADHD and kind of OCD present and, you know, challenges to his life. I think that was just incredibly raw, and it demonstrated so much so that mental health and a mental illness, not even just, you know, poor mental health, a mental illness, there is no weakness in that. And what he achieves and accomplishes living with these things every day, I found just so powerful. I also loved when Moses Henriquez, who's a cricketer, he had really, really bad depression whilst playing cricket. And he talked about, you know, taking time off, learning about mental health. It didn't just impact his life. He was a better leader and a better captain. And I think that's such an important concept, especially in the setting of mental health charities and mental health initiatives. Improving one person's mental health is good for the entire community. And especially a charity like Movember, which is men focused, it's not just about men. It's about our broader society. And I think some of the episodes that we will do, especially with some mental health professionals, will really touch on that. And then finally.
Oh, come on, Izzy. I said limit to two.
Okay, that's it. What was your favorite?
Yeah, for me, I'm just going to pick one. My favorite that I really just walked out of there just feeling, I don't know, just feeling really great about the chat we had was with Gus Warland.
Oh, Gus was so good.
Yeah, Gus is
great. I wanted to adopt him at the end. Like, can you be my uncle or like big brother?
But he has that aura to him, and he's got the charity Gotcha for Life, which I just think during the times that we've gone through, he's just more prevalent than ever. The whole concept of just having that Gotcha for Life mate, someone or some person that you can just call up any time of the day that can just be there for you. But there was this little conversation we had, I don't know if you remember it, where I asked Gus when it was the last time he had a cry, and he sort of mentioned when it was, and then he sort of had some follow-up stuff, and then we found ourselves all kind of tearing up, and it was this really sort
of
special.
Had a few tears in quite a few episodes, but I think all of us were a bit wet-eyed with that.
There were just these little special moments throughout, and it's a little taste of what we had for season one. So highly recommend you go back and listen to those episodes, or if you've already listened to them, have a bit of a recap, go listen to some of your favorites. But drum roll. Might be a good opportunity to lead us on is to season two. So what can we expect from season two? How's it going to be a bit different from season one? And what are you most looking forward to?
So I think we want to open things up and make our guests a little more kind of broader and diverse, and also make the most of some mental health professionals, because that is something both you and I are really passionate about, is that, you know, you and I can have chats and it's great to talk to our mates, but sometimes actually getting expert advice is really useful. I think we've got the mental health lead from Movember coming on, and he is just such an encyclopedia of knowledge.
Oh, so Love Zach.
That's a guest I'm very excited for, and also getting some more women on board. Because as I said, we make these very rudimentary, this dichotomy between men and women being women are great at dealing with their mental health and men are terrible, which is just not true. So I'm looking forward to getting, more women on board as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And look, we've got some really inspiring guests too. People like Lauren Rowe, who you probably haven't heard of Lauren Rowe, but she's an amazing lady. She's lives with cystic fibrosis, and she kind of talks about having a lung transplant and the follow-on mental health ramifications from, like I touched on, the physical and mental. But people like that, who are your everyday people that have a constant struggle and challenges they face every day.
And I think that's something this podcast has taught me, is that you don't need to be a celebrity or famous to have an incredibly inspiring, powerful story that moves people. So Lauren is one. We've also got not just, sporting people, also people in the media and some authors, other people I'm looking forward to getting it. Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying now, but just saying, I think last year I really learned, I'm just rambling, but I really did realize that, can we cut this out?
No, I'm going to leave this in, Is. I'm going to leave this
in. Oh, Hugo, I'm going red. I'm not lost for
I wish everyone could see. I think this is part of what we want to do this season too, is that, Izzy and I are real people. We're going to have times like this where we get lost for words. That's fine, but that's all part of it. Izzy's blushing. She's getting a bit red. But I like the fact that this podcast is sort of raw, unedited. And if there are times that we say the wrong thing.
It's good for me to take my own medicine and bite my pride every now and then.
And that is why I'm leaving it in, Is. But no, look, end of the day, we're excited for season two. We've got some amazing guests. And I think I say amazing too much. You remember last season you said, I think you know.
Yeah. And you say mate a lot. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is talking about the mental health impacts of parenting. I think that's not discussed enough, because everyone feels like you should be so happy. You've got this new baby. You're lucky enough to be married or
with
a long-term partner. So talking about relationships, also talking about the impact of our childhood and how that can impact how we form relationships and how we experience certain challenges in our life. So also, if you have any guests or ideas that you think would be good to be covered on the podcast, please let us know. We've got the Behind the Uniform Instagram. You can also reach out to Hugo and I, because this podcast isn't about us. It isn't about a guest. It's about the people listening to it. And that's what this is all about.
Well said, Is. Well said. And to finish off, what's a little mental health or well-being challenge that you can set me and the listeners?
Okay, something that I find has an incredible impact on my own mental health is getting more sleep. And I've been reading a fantasy sci-fi novel at night and hopping into bed an hour earlier, getting rid of the Netflix and just trying to catch up on an extra half hour sleep. We know loss of sleep makes us less resilient. It impacts our stress hormones. It elevates cortisol. And we try and do all these really complex things with wellness and mental health and well-being. And sometimes it's the really simple stuff that has the biggest bang for your buck. So my challenge is to everyone, go to bed half an hour earlier.
Do you know what? I love that, because my one that I've just thought of and thought of before you even said that, it's kind of related to it, which I think is awesome. It shows how kind of connected we are, Is, even though
we're in sync.
We're in sync, but I like that. Go to bed half an hour earlier, focusing on that more sleep. And my little mental health or well-being challenge is to put your phone. And now I say this purely because my psychologist gave me this task last session, is to put my phone each night, charge it downstairs in the kitchen or next room, but just somewhere that's not your bedroom. So I think those two go hand in hand. Going to bed early, putting your phone away in a separate room before you go.
Guys, we didn't plan this, by the way. It is actually just spontaneous.
But there you go. That's going to hopefully get better night's sleep for everyone. So there you go. That's a nice little way to start, Is. But great being back behind the mic.
Likewise, Hugo. And again, thank you for having me part of this journey with you. I'm so excited for this season and what we'll do and achieve and, learn together.